Participants usually received a tax credit based on a formula which Keith Foy says averaged around $3 an acre. Foy is the land management chief with the state agriculture department. Now farmers will get a flat rate of $7.50 an acre following changes made in the last budget. Foy says the increase is partly to attract more farmers to preserve agricultural lands and offset the cost of doing so. But there's a catch. Current and future participants will need to comply with new ag standards that took effect in 2002. Before, farmers primarily had to meet acceptable soil loss on cropland. Now, Foy says there are more requirements.
You shouldn't have overflow of manure storage facilities, no direct discharge of pollutants to streams from things like feedlots and so forth.
Foy says the rules are designed to protect natural resources. However, the cost of doing so may deter farmers, even with the credit. Greg Stangle is the Land and Conservation Director for La Crosse County.
Say a small farm sits very close to a stream and has some barnyard runoff issues. They need to correct that problem, and the cost of doing so might run into $20,000 to $30,000. They may look at the benefit of the tax credit and say it's just not worth it.
Foy says some farmers may drop out or avoid signing up in the program, but he says cost sharing may be available to help them meet program requirements. Current program participants have until 2015 to comply in order to continue receiving the tax credit. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.